On the 24th of May, Dr. Dot Festival celebrates its 10th anniversary in Nottingham. The festival is also held in Manchester and Bristol, with Nottingham finishing off the weekend. This year, Nottingham will host over 150 artists at 18 different music venues. Let's have a listen to who will be performing in Nottingham this year.
Hudson Taylor. Pixel Fix. Robin Sherwell. Bitter String. Dark Waves. I don't wanna be in love. Hey. No, I don't wanna be in love. 94 Gunships. Oh, my darling girl. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, Rose.
Headlining the festival this year is Nottingham's very own Saint Raymond. His debut album, Young Blood, is released on the 29th of June, which includes songs such as Everything She Wants and Come Back to You. 19-year-old Callum Burrows chose his stage name from the street he grew up on and his grandfather's name. Saint Raymond has recently supported Haim on their European tour and also Ed Sheeran. He's described as not the most chatty performer, but his lyrics do all the talking for him. This is Fall at Your Feet. Watch me fall. Playing rescue rooms at the festival are All Twins. This duo made up of Lar Kay and Connor Adams are no strangers to festivals. They've performed at Longitude and headlined Castle Palooza in Ireland. They've known each other since they were teenagers and realised that they had the same music taste. However, they separated for a few years, touring with different bands, and they're now back together. Their music is described to have a frenetic energy with a heavy dose of melody, groove and suave vocals. This is Thank You. Didn't wanna be awake with you. I caught up with Anya, who went to Dot Dot Festival last year. What was a standout moment for you at the gig last year?
So there's this artist called Emily and the Woods, and the Woods is her brother. She's a really fantastic singer, and I'd loved her music for a really long time, and I only found out like a week before I went that she was playing. So I got to the rescue rooms really early, thinking that I'd like be loads of people. It was really, really, really small, like intimate crowd, like an intimate little venue. And I stood right at the front watching Emily in the Woods play, and it was really magical.
Why would you recommend Dr. Dot to other people?
Dr. Dot is basically an amalgamation of all the cool things about Nottingham on one day. So it brings out all the best people out, like running around Nottingham, going to see hundreds of gigs in a day. Not hundreds, obviously, but just going to see loads and loads of gigs in a day. You get to like be up close and personal with your favourite artists. I got to meet Emily in the Woods afterwards. There's also some really great big artists playing, as well as lots of little ones, so it's a really good opportunity for you to discover more about different music that you probably really like already.
Who was the best artist that you saw last year?
Best artist I saw was Peace. It was the third time that I'd seen them play, and not the last time I'd seen them play either. They were headlining it, and they did a really, really good job of that. Like, the headliner of any festival is always going to be like amazing, but it was even more amazing seeing one of my favourite bands in one of my favourite venues in Nottingham, which is one of my favourite cities.
Who are you looking forward to seeing at the festival this year?
April Towers are really cool. April Towers are a really cool band. We had them up here on Your End for a while, didn't we? They were single of the week. They had a track of the week. They were so good. I'm hyped to see them. Amberon, of course. Amberon started out in Nottingham. They went to Nottingham University, I think. So they're kind of Nottingham born and bred, and they've got a really like big following in Nottingham because of that. So I'm pretty sure the crowd's going to be amazing there. Pixel Fix, I saw them a few months ago now. They've all got really big fringes, so when they kind of like the music like really kicks in, like all you see is kind of three dancing fringes appearing on stage. They're a really, really cool band.
Playing the Rock City Basement is Martin Luke Brown. He played his first gig at age just 14 and can show his talents through multiple musical instruments. His first single, Nostalgia, did very well last year, and his EP, Take Out of Me, is out now. Last year, he toured with the Maccabees, Newton Faulkner and Jess Glynn. Martin came to the URN studios for a live session. Here he is performing Take Out of Me live for URN.
The only thing I need, think I'm strong, but you make me weak. Dig into me, pour into me, take out of me, take out of me. Oh, you make me.
Well-known previous performers at Dr. Dot include Jake Bugg, Ed Sheeran, Mumford & Sons, and Bastille. The director of promotions for DHP, Anton Lockwood, said the festival is the chance to see your current favourite band headlining and to find your next favourite band too. Dr. Dot Festival is the 24th of May. You do not want to miss it.